This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In the category of workers still headed out into the economy to work every day, as opposed to down to the basement or into a spare room, those designated essential, of course, is Gail Harrell. She's a part-time employee at a convenience store called Royal Farms in Ashburn, Virginia. She's also one of the 10 people we are profiling in our series about the American labor force called The United States of Work. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Kai.
Let me ask you, first of all, how you're doing in these very strange times.
I'm doing fine. There's not a lot I can do. Just take one day at a time.
Yeah. You're still working, right?
I'm still working. Yeah. So that, I guess, helps get out a little bit. But I don't, you know, I just work 2 to 3 days a week.
Yeah, I know. How are things at Royal Farms?
Slow. Not very busy, but people are buying a lot of gas. And probably, you know, chicken during lunch, dinner. We sell the chicken and the coffee in the morning.
Yeah. Last time we talked, you told me about the chicken and I should come by and get some. And I guess I will when I can travel again.
You're going to have to get some when we can travel.
I know. All these people who are buying gas, I wonder where they're going.
You know, I said the same thing. Do they think we're going to run out of gas?
Yeah.
And, but, you know, some people still have to go to work because we have a lot of construction workers, landscapers that come through. So some people are working.
Mm-hmm. You're in the essential worker category in convenience stores,
yes.
But I do have to ask you, you are also in, and I'm going to do this without giving your age away too much, but you're in the high risk category. How do you feel getting out in public every day?
I can't worry about everything. I can't stop living, but I mean, I feel fine. I'm not scared. I work with my gloves on, wash my hands, wear gloves, take the gloves off, wash my hands after, depending on what I'm doing.
All right, good. Last time we spoke, one of the things that really lit you up when we were chatting was how much you love to travel. And in fact, that's why you work, to have money to do things you love to do, one of which is travel. You can't do that now.
Nope.
That must be tough for you.
You know, I probably need to be home. I've been cleaning out stuff, you know, stuff you've been putting off. That's what I've been doing. But I, you're right. Everything has stopped except work. No Red Hat, no AARP.
So Red Hat is the social group the ladies you travel with and you spend time with.
Exactly.
You can't do that now. And you are a really social person. That's, I keep coming back to that with you. That's your thing.
Yeah. Well, I get to see people when I go to the store. I still talk to them. We still Facebook.
Yeah. So what happens, though, Gail, if this lasts another, I don't know, 2 months? And,
I know.
Right? What are you going to do?
I guess my grandbaby and I are going to walk the dogs every day. Walk, work. I mean, you know, because I work, like I said, 2 to 3 days a week. But what's unique when we go to work now, if we get stopped by the police, we have a letter that we show them that we're essential.
Well, Gail, listen, take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Be super careful out there because we don't want anything to happen to you, okay?
I appreciate it.
One quick thing to mention here about Gail and the other 9 people we are following. The premise of this series was to find 10 actual people who could stand in for the 164 million of us in the American labor force. And we started with this question. These are the people who make the economy work, but is this economy working for them? Needless to say, when we started back in February and told you we were going to follow this group for a year, this is not the way we thought the year was going to go. And it's not the way they thought it was going to go either. Of these 10 people who we matched up against data from the Department of Labor, so they are roughly representative of the workforce as a whole, 2 of them have lost their jobs in the past month. In other words, in our admittedly unscientific sample, the unemployment rate is already 20%.